from Hedwig there. Wicked Little Town. You are in your face here on 3CR with James and Thea Riley.
Hello.
Our radiothon.
Ah, 4 years in a row.
It is so great to see you.
Yes,
you're putting your
so
makeup on. You're looking gorgeous.
I have to finish my makeup because how are we going to get that selfie 4 years in a row if I don't do that?
That's so true. 3CR is turning 50, which is incredible. And we've been broadcasting since 1976. So imagine that, 50 radiothons. Just absolutely amazing. Thanks to all the people that we've had on the show over the years, including you, Thea. What a great story you have given us with your music and your story. We would love people to donate. You can go to 3cr.org.au/donate. Like Mark Mendoza has. Mark has donated
$20.
Thank you so much, Mark. And we also have a few other donations as well, including from Andrew Harvey, $10, which is just absolutely wonderful. So we need folks to donate, 3cr.org.au or 94198377. Thea, how are you?
Oof, I am alive and thanking God for it every single day. I'm alive. That's all I want, and I want to feel alive. So I'm very happy right now.
That is so good. Now, are you still doing music? What's the story? Because you are
you
are doing music. Are you doing music?
I am doing music, but with limitations, just because I tried to spend 12 months preparing a sexual harassment case that I could take to the magistrates court and make something happen with. But then it kind of all backfired and I lost the place I was living, which is the place I work as well. So I'm doing music, but I'm not doing music kind of right now. But I've got songs in the vault. I keep coming up with concept albums. I write my little 10-track. Or I'll read one of them out just to show you that I'm doing music.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm also not doing music.
Well, that's kind of off the pressure. Like, it takes the pressure off.
Yes. I just thought I'll start writing about anything and everything. Oh, my phone doesn't recognize me because I did my makeup. Sorry. Face ID these days. So anyway, as an example of how I've been doing, I sort of jotted down this note yesterday called The Public Dossier on Thea Riley. And track one is Backseat Driver. Track two is Long Gone Girl, like a gone girl, like SZA. And then track three is I'm Not a Monster, which I've actually already written that one. So some of these are real songs. And then track four is I Miss My Parents. Track five is Blink, Your Eyes Are Dry. Track six is He Left a Fabric Scrap on the Fence Intentionally. So it's very mysterious, very mysterious music. I just want to be mysterious, James. That's it. Really,
you
really.
You are mysterious. And that's why you've more got this allure.
Yeah.
Not intentionally.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I would love to do it more intentionally, you know. You kind of find out what you are and then you get better at being that. So
absolutely.
Wait, which song did you play? Did you play one of mine first or no?
Well, I'm about to play one of yours actually. Ooh. Because you have had a wonderful career in the trance music scene.
Oh, another one. I think another one.
Well,
you're going to play.
I'm going to play a few, but this is your favorite. This is a collaboration that you did with Giuseppe Ottaviani. And it was the second track that you did that really was a breakout hit for you.
Oh, it was so weird.
Tell us a bit more about why it was so weird.
First of all, I was walking through airports just on a 2-3-stop tour in Australia and someone asked for my picture and I was like,
Wow.
But besides that, I was like, I was here for it. I worked really hard. I made 21 demos. I sat down in my 2-bedroom apartment and my husband was there at the time. And
in
my ex-husband. Yes. We finally got divorced too. So finally can you say ex-husband. Yes.
Was that recent?
Yes. Finally got divorced because, somebody fact check me. But when gay marriage laws went through, because it was under that, I'm pretty sure we didn't have great divorce laws.
Right.
So when I came back to Australia to get divorced, I couldn't do it.
And you were married in
California.
So I was
stuck with these band songs that also had my ex-husband. I waited so long to use those two. Oh my God. Like, this song that you're about to play, it's like a combination of so many things. And I was literally saying to myself, don't forget how it is right now. Like, it's awful right now, but it could be amazing soon.
Yeah. 3cr.org.au/donate. Here's Thea Riley with Giuseppe Ottaviani. This track's called On The Way You Go.
Never life now as it seems. Will the updraft lead to dreams? Don't forget what you have seen. On the way you go. On the way you go.
Everybody, welcome to In Your Face on 3CR. My name is Thea Riley, here with James McKenzie, and we are trying to get some goodwill dollars together for 3CR, community radio.
Absolutely. It is our radiothon. 3CR is 50 years old, and we would love you to make a donation like Emily Hayes has. $20. Good. Thank you so much, Emily. And Jody Moore, who was in the studio just a short time ago, $100. Jody, that is so wonderful. We love you, Jody. Thank you so much, Jody, for that donation. Here with Thea Riley. So, you have done so many amazing trance tracks, and you're kind of having a hiatus, but you're doing that Thea thing of also not really having a hiatus.
Why'd you gotta read me though? No, I'm vaulting. I'll call it vaulting, not like pole vaulting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sporty, but like the old vault was kind of not, yeah, it was not my friend anymore. I was like, growing out of the songs a little bit. They were getting to seem a little bit innocent, a little bit, is that better?
No, you're fine, you're good.
But yeah, I'm trying to start a new vault, and it's all about the concept albums for me, like Tori Amos kind of vibes. But I don't, I don't play piano like her.
You do play piano.
Oh, I do play piano, yeah. But just not very often, yeah. I would love to play piano. I just sold my piano to pay for rent.
And that is the way the world is at the moment, isn't it?
Like, but people... I trust I'll get it back.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you got a keyboard or something?
No. I just got that I'll get something else that will do the job. I've downloaded BandLab and I've been looking at the AI song starter. It's such a simple tool. It's nothing fancy. I don't like fancy, but life will keep going. Trust and believe. Yeah.
Absolutely. We do have another donation. Nadia has donated $25. Nadia, that is wonderful.
Nadia's the
thank business. Thank you so much. And she's actually giving us a wave. So thank you so much, Nadia. That is just so appreciated. And Nadia's on reception at 3CR on a Friday afternoon every second week and is a huge support for the show. So thank you, Nadia. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah,
here with Thea Riley. Thea, I want to introduce another track of yours. This one's called I Want You Here, which is a collaboration with Soul Stone.
Oh, that one's for my family, my mum and dad. I'll dedicate that to my mum and dad, even though I'm putting body spray on. I haven't seen them in ages, but I love them. I miss them.
Here it is with Soul Stone. Thea Riley, I Want You Here.
Oh, jeez. I know now that I
Thea Riley there with Solar Stone. I want you here. Thanks to Raya for the $10 donation.
Thank you.
Every little bit helps to keep 3CR on the air. It is our radiothon, 3cr.org.au/donate. Joined by Thea Riley, who...
That's me.
That's you. What were you saying about how your voice has changed?
Oh, because the song that just played was with Solar Stone, and... Solar Stone is a UK producer, and a lot of the lovely ladies in the UK have quite deep speaking voices. So, I don't know. I felt really comfortable working with him. But what I said to you just now was, it's interesting to me that I've learned a lot more, like, to open up the back of my throat when I'm singing, because I'm not so, like, claustrophobic from my social anxiety back in the day. Yeah! I never thought I'd get to that point. So wow. I listened to it then, and I thought, and now it's in my nose, and now it's in the back of the throat and the nose, and Aretha Franklin sings back here.
Did you go through?
Yeah.
That is so good. Did you go through voice dysmorphia?
Very much, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oof. Well, you said dysmorphia, which is a different word than dysphoria, but they're both relevant. Yeah. But vocal dysmorphia is relevant too, because you think you sound one way, but actually you don't really hear how you truly sound. And so once I got through that, then I could actually work sort of more anatomically, I guess, to get through the dysphoria part of it, which is the gender dysphoria. Blah, 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 blah. Go away. Don't like that one. But it's very manageable, I think. James, I've got so much to tell you. I've been talking to ChatGPT. I want to launch a vocal training app for girls from the adult industry who've quit and have had some vocal locational trauma. And also very much the trans girls. Very much the trans girls. And that's who I thought of it for first. So... yeah, I want to get serious and do big things, but it might not be an album first, to be honest. I'll keep writing concept albums and see what's happening, but yeah, I'm very excited to just, I want to maybe go and study speech pathology at university.
Wow.
Because I never did go to university. Yeah. Just fill in the gaps of my life that I think I missed out on, like, quote marks. It wasn't really missed out on. Like, something else was meant to happen and something did happen. So I'm grateful for that. I never feel ungrateful, but I want to go study, you know. I want to get educated and stuff. Yeah.
It is so good to celebrate your trance music. And we're going to segue to another track that you did. This was with a Mexican DJ.
Oh, you're playing all the oldies.
All what? The oldies. Tell us about this track. It's called We'll Be Okay.
Oh, I wrote this for my lovely ex-husband. We still talk on the phone, me and my ex-husband. But it's called We'll Be Okay. It was about the hardest time that we had together. Oh, my Lord. He didn't really know how to handle marriage, but neither did I. And I just thought, I'll write a song.
Well, yeah. Here it is, a collaboration with Mexican DJ Aldo Henrico.
Yeah,
and, yeah, 3cr.org.au/donate.
Come on, guys. Too many. Hey guys, this is the O'Reilly surprise in your face with James McKenzie. I feel so evil saying that in the best way. So how are you guys doing? Isn't it great that I'm back 4 years in a row?
It is a tradition.
That was my song "We'll Be Okay," which I wrote for my ex-husband in California.
Tell us about Eldo Henrico, the DJ that you collaborated with on that really upbeat version of it.
Yeah. That's the peak of the night version. There's a end of the night version too that's lovely and it's a little bit more emotional. But I like this one for today. That was a good choice, yeah.
It really is upbeat. And how many collaborations did you do in the trance scene? You did a lot.
Well, if you don't count the ones that didn't get released, there was one with Super 8 and Tab, T-A-B. That sounds so unclassy when we're in Australia saying it, but people really respect them, Super 8 and Tab. And there was going to be one with Four Strings. There was this guy called Ardi, A-R-D-I, and he was really cool. And oh my God, there were so many, James, that just didn't even get released, didn't get the time of day.
That like is 21-ish, incredible.
21.
Yeah. There were so many. I mean, you were
17 got released for comparison.
You were played at clubs all around the world. You collaborated with all of these international DJs, and you started doing it in your early 20s.
I did. Yeah. I was honestly flabbergasted, and jumping into something that I didn't really understand. I would have. Well, the only thing I would have did differently, though, was sign contracts better, you know. But no one was really around, like, in my ear as, like, that good angel on your shoulder, you know. It's all right, though. I still got good exposure out of it. And it's more so about the cult. Sorry, I hate saying that word. It's about the loyalty of those that, like, bless you with their attention span.
Absolutely. I'm fascinated by the contracts, like, because that's a thing, isn't it? People get ripped off in the music industry.
They do. And especially, you know what? It's queer people. It's a lot of queer people are the writers in those back rooms. So I just, a big ups to everyone, honestly, in the music industry that doesn't really get given the time of day. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so many queer artists find it really hard to get a platform in Australia as well. That's been your experience, right?
Yes, very, very much. I'm not frustrated, but it seems very passive aggressive. And because I spent the last sort of 12 months studying abuse, for lack of a better, more interesting word that I would find as a writer. Yeah, I found out that vagueness can be abuse too. And I was like, and I'm a bit autistic, I found out. I'm autistic. So basically, I realized that when people, I've realized a lot about social interactions and like how people treat me. And that's been amazing.
But autism...
But the music industry, not good. Very narcissistic, I found out. Like, actually, definition narcissistic. Not buzzword. Yeah.
Do you find that your autism gives you that music creativity?
Oh, it does. Absolutely, it does. It gives me this ability to, like, take what I do seriously because I realized a lot of other people don't. Too. First of all, it makes me think that everyone takes it that seriously. Second of all, though, that's a good thing. And then thirdly, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm in my 30s. I'm 33 years old. Same as Jesus. When he died or was taken up to heaven, depending what you believe. But I do think that 33 is a blessed age. And then I'm at 3CR and that's 3 threes. And that's like unconditional love and like, and I don't follow numerology, but I'm just very spiritual and musical.
Absolutely.
And autistic.
Are.
Yeah.
It is the Radiothon. And we do have another donation. Ooh. Juliet has donated $50. Juliet, thank you so much. We love your work. And thank you so much for supporting.
Yes.
In your face. It's wonderful. where to go to make a donation. You can do it old school. You can actually give us a call.
Yes, we would love that. Come on.
9419-8377 or 3cr.org.au/donate. Here with Thea Riley, and we're going to segue, Thea, to another track of yours.
Oh, are we?
This is actually a track of yours I really, really love, and it's quite recent. You did it just a couple of years ago.
Oh, did I?
With Darwin.
Oh, I love Darwin. I know. It's been held on the shelf for too long, this one, guys.
It is actually one of your best ones, and you can't actually get it anywhere.
No, it's not even available yet. Not at all.
Well, here it is. Thea Riley with Darwin, Stuck in Traffic.
Traffic when you need it most.
just go away. No, I can't just let you get away. No, I can't let it all go to gray. And I know that this song is gone on for so long, but I can't let it end in the fade. But tonight I'm here with the rays.
Hey, I just heard my own song called Stuck in Traffic, which isn't even released, and it's been like 12 months since I heard it, and me and James had a little dance party and here at Radiothon too. So like, wow. I'd never get to be impressed by my own stuff, things.
It's a great collaboration, actually. Thea Riley there with Darwin. It is Radiothon. You can text us, make a donation.
Come
0488 809 855. Now, Thea, I am fascinated because you met the artist Darwin, who you did the collab with on that track, TikTok in Kentucky.
I know, Kentucky. There's so many places I want to go in America, and just it's my dream to do this like 6-week trip of like Chicago for my friend Dev Marvelous, and then Kentucky for my friend Liz, but also Darwin now, and then Los Angeles for my ex-husband, and all like our friend group that we used to have. It's just, but we would make so much music too, which is such a shame. Like, but Darwin specifically, he's an up-and-coming rapper, but he's at university right now too, so it's taking like a little bit of a break.
He has.
But we're going to have a song too called Disobedient, and that's not done yet.
Wow.
I hated the vocals for it. I hated the vocals for it. So it's like, it's unreleased, and I've got to re-sing the vocals. But he's going to have a rap on that too. Yeah. But basically the chorus is like, but it's like the scale goes, anyway, I can't remember the scale, but the chorus is like, can't disavow it, I'm disobedient. I won't disavow it. Oh, I'm disobedient. And it's just like all the times in life you have to fight back and actually do something. And you're like, what the F do I do? And you just do it anyway. And you're like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. But then you're like, okay, well, I can't disavow that then. People make you feel terrible about who you are, but you got to say what you are sometimes and stick with it. It's really hard. Really hard, yeah. But that's where the song comes from.
So that's what makes you a great songwriter though, right? Because you take those experiences, you don't internalize them, or if you do, you write them down, and that's kind of where the music comes from, right?
That's where songwriters are different than other people is... We only really, maybe I would even say that most songwriters are a little bit autistic, because it's supposed to be that we process things longer and like deeper than most people. So I'm thinking it's much more likely that if you are a little bit autistic, or we have the full spectrum in my family, and I think it's far more likely that you'd be a songwriter if you are like me. Yeah.
Fantastic. You are indeed a songwriter, and we're going to play another track of yours. This is also a recent one. Recent, but it's quite spiritual. It's called Nirvana.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about Nirvana.
Oh, well, Nirvana is like, I'm going to listen to Kiss FM, even though, I don't know how I should do this, but like, even though I know of and appreciate community radio, it's like just kind of being a sellout instead of being all about your people. And then realizing, you're like, oh, because you dated someone who was maybe a sellout and they lied to you. They were like, I'm a good person. I do charity. They did not. Yeah, anyway, it's called Nirvana because the 90s band, actually, not the, yeah.
Sleepless without time. yourself, but the rest of your work is never done. And I can't take your burden of you not being heard. Turn it back for them. Just a distraction. We charge these moments of this children time. We're not to be savage. We charge. Chance to get it right. Cause that's a light to be shined into what you're ignoring. Tell me love and there's no fun. But don't turn to turn. It's your time, but it's a break. Because so curious. Most of your work is never done. I can't take your burden alone. And they have me in my head. All my hands are done. Your work is never done.
Time to grow up. Time to donate to 3CR. You know you want to, come on.
9419 8377. Give us an SMS. 0488 809 855. Or online, 3cr.org.au/donate, and allocate your wonderful donation to In Your Face. I'm here with Thea Riley. Yeah. Thea, you were saying off mic that you were dragging something on the floor during that recording.
Yes. We had like a heavy based, I think it was a toilet brush holder in the bathroom, just because there was textured tiles in the bathroom. This in the house I've just been kicked out of too, so I feel like I've very distinctly memorialized it. That's the first place that I unpacked my suitcase in Melbourne, like that was a proper like private room and stuff, and I could make music, and it was really a beautiful experience. But like, interesting that I feel that song Nirvana is really, it's like I've just reminded myself kind of who I am a lot by the last kind of month of life. And that house was kind of like a little bit of a Nirvana experience, as I compared it to someone who you date, and then you're like, oh, well, I'll just become exactly like them, and then you don't realize that they're not the greatest person. Not that the house made me bad, but it made me a little bit insular and a little bit antisocial, because I just wanted to rest. And then I became more, much more social in the last month, and I've loved talking to people and just getting out and about. Because I'm living in a hostel again. Everything's full circle. It's a different hostel this time. It's a different experience. There's more people, so many more people. And like, in the last 3 days, actually, because this is all to do with the song too. There's so many sound effects in the song. I could talk about that for literally hours, but I always do that. So maybe this time, although, yes, very interesting. I was in the bathroom, like just dragging this. See what I mean? Musicians have strange brains. I'm like, let me just drag the toilet brush holder along the floor. It was completely sealed, unopened. I was like, what does it sound like though? The tiles are textured. The toilet brush is like textured, like pottery. But it's supposed to sound like earth moving, because it would be pitched down, right? So it's dragging along the tiles. But then you pitch it all the way down. It sounds like the earth is like ending. It's amazing. Yeah.
You wrote an album under the stairs, yes, at a hostel. Yes. And now you're back in a hostel and you're writing songs again.
Yeah, I've got to get a computer screen. I just sold my piano, but it was named Diana too. I'll get it back. I'll get something. But I've got to get a computer screen. I'm writing albums all the time though. It'll be whichever one catches on in my brain, and that'll be the one I'll try and produce. But I don't know which one yet. Yeah. Very Vault vibes. New Vault.
Fantastic. And we're going to hear a really brief message from a friend of ours, Ricky Spencer.
I love you, Ricky.
and it loves you for you. And that's what I think 3CR is. It's your best friend that doesn't care what you look like, how you sound, how you dress, how you move. It's going to accept you and love you as you are.
Wise words indeed. Give us a call, 9419-8377. Donate to the Radiothon. And lots of love from Ricky. Ricky's actually in a conference in Canberra. But sends her love. We love you, Ricky, and thanks for your beautiful message of support. Here with Thea Riley. It is so good to see you. I have missed you.
Oh, I've missed you too. Oh, my God. It was so nice to come into the studio too, because I had not so great health and heaps of just like burnout days last time when I wanted to make something happen like that. But, yeah, it's been so nice. And hearing Ricky's voice too, I wish I really wanted yeah, I wanted to see her again, and even just walking in the door, seeing Madison, and I never really got to have a chat with her before, but it was just, it's so nice here. Yeah, I love everyone. Guys, you have to donate to 3CR. Like, this can never end. Come on. Come on now. SMS, call, email. Bring some cash in. Jeez.
Absolutely. Rock on down to 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy. Absolutely. Going to hear from an artist I think you would love, Thea. This is an artist who's been on the show a few times. They recently released an EP, an 8-track EP called Cause and Effect.
That's a lot of work.
And this is their track Unstable. This is Milo.
Milo, beautiful. Come on.
From his EP, Cause and Effect, Milo there with Unstable. You should work together.
Yes, thank you, Matt. That was a lovely, lovely track. Truly, I I noticed something about the bass harmonics and the presence of the bass. It was really, like, sequenced, but still organic and, like natural acoustic type harmonics. I don't know. I really liked it. Really liked it. And the air in the voice, too. I feel like that's what we have in common, and that's fine. I so agree with James right now. I have no objections. I'm like, yes, please. Please. Can I have your number? Yes. Yes, it's a yes from me.
We are almost out of here. Jacob and Mercedes are up next with a Friday rave. We have raised $995 out of our $1,300 target. Thank you to all those people who have donated. And we have one huge donation here from Paul Field, who has donated. Paulie Field has donated $300, which is just, how wonderful is that, Thea? That is just, I'm just flabbergasted by that. Paulie's an amazing musician, amazing songwriter, and a huge supporter of 3CR. Paulie, we love you, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your donation. That is just absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Jacob and Mercedes are up next with a Friday rave. Please get behind their show. If you want to text us to help us get to our $1,300 target.
Oh, we know you do. Come on.
0488 809 855. Jacob and Mercedes are up next, and we will catch you next week on In Your Face. Thea, thank you so much. It's been so good to see you.
No, guys, thank you, 3CR. And I've got a donation too, but I'll make a bit later.
Oh, yeah. You're so wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much. Please support community radio.
You must.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.
Have a life to wear.
We are indeed. Yes. Jacob and Mercedes have joined us in the studio. It is so great to see you. Happy Radiothon.
Happy Radiothon.
And to you.
Wow, it is so good to see you guys in the studio. And what are you guys going to talk about on your show?
Oh, I think, I don't know, I think we'll be talking about the way these microphones just keep falling off the machines here.
That's why you need to give us your money so we can fix them.
Yeah, that's why we need, if we had a camera in here, you would have seen exactly why we need your donations.
It is a great studio, though. I've got to say, it's pretty photogenic. We've taken some amazing photos. Thea was doing her makeup for almost an hour. We got some beautiful shots.
I'm anxious. That's just because I'm anxious, guys.
Well, we got some great shots. It was wonderful.
I do my makeup for an hour every time for Friday Rave, James. I mean, haven't you noticed?
All right, guys. Over to Jacob and Mercedes for a Friday Rave. Thanks to everybody who has donated.
And thanks for donating to In Your Face, and donate again in 20 minutes' time.
20 seconds.
Yeah,
celebrating 50 years.